News Radio WJPF, my good friend Bob Berry's with the physics department of SIU and our guest this morning. Morning, Bob. How are you, buddy?
Hey, doing great. Good morning, Tom.
So Bob is sick and tired of me telling this story, but it's essential for why I have Bob on this morning. I've got my first telescope. I'm a stupid kid. I don't know how to find planets. You know, I'm looking at the moon, you know, the neighbor's house upside down. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And one night I am staring up into a dark sky, and I just so happen to get lucky, and one of those stars that I try to focus on isn't a star. In fact, it's the planet Saturn. And I see the rings of Saturn for the first time. I was probably 10 years old. I went and grabbed everybody in my family. You got to see this. You got to see this. You got to see. And, you know, I remember that as vividly as it was yesterday, and I guarantee it was not. But, you know, that sense of wonder that I developed from that single sighting has impacted me my entire life, and that's what you want to do this weekend.
That's exactly what we want to do, that those first looks through telescopes for kids, and I'm the same, Tom. The first time I looked at the moon, I'll never forget that. I think I was 7 years old at the time.
It was a sense of depth of field that you could see those were mountains and there were shadows behind them, a line of demarcation. Yep. It made it real.
It did. And asking my dad, why is the moon moving so fast? Because I didn't have tracking on the telescope. My dad's like, that's us. We're rotating. The moon's pretty much in the same spot. So pretty cool. Pretty cool to see that stuff for the first time.
You know, this is actually a pretty good weekend for stuff. I think I saw last week where because I was driving into work and it was the waning moon and the Venus was hanging right there by it about the 2 o'clock position. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
You know, I still have that sense of wonder. I mean, if you look at the world with a sense of wonder, you'll find that you live in a wonder-filled world. And looking up, I think, is one of the most obtainable ways to understand the depth, the incredible circumstances in which we find ourselves. And right now, as we said, with the sky, you've got some pretty good items to lock onto.
Yeah, the night of the star party, the moon is going to be setting not too long after we start. So I think it sets about 8:30, but it's a crescent. So it gives us that opportunity to see those shadows going across the moon into those craters, and that depth of field you mentioned is there. It's much better than a full moon. And then Saturn's rising early on, so it'll get higher in the sky as the night goes on. And then later in the evening for this event, we have a ton of deep sky objects. Because the moon goes down, the sky gets dark, and then we start looking at those galaxies, those nebula, the deep sky objects that you can't really see.
Well, right now, aren't we in prime viewing area and time? Two things. You talked about the stage of the moon right now, the phase. But if I remember correctly, during this time period, the Milky Way is almost directly overhead, right?
Yeah, I think it is. And we should be able to see it from out there once the moon goes down. It gets a little bit easier to see. And that's not a telescope object, of course. That's a naked eye object. A lot of people just think that's a cloud or something, you know. But when you get to a dark area and look closer, it's a lot of stars clustered together. We see that spiral arm that we're in.
Yeah, and a little more colorful, too, rather than just white. So we keep saying where, and we're doing this thing, but we haven't told you where yet. We probably should. Because this is going on this weekend at the SIU University Farms, the Astronomy Observation Area, which was created for the past eclipse. You got concrete forward plans to be able to put the tripod on. It gives you a stable picture, because I can remember also looking at my first Saturn, and I was using a porch, and the refrigerator kicked on. So it was a little wooden house, and just that's why the concrete forms. You learn lots of different things. So tell me, we've got the location. When?
It is this Saturday, September 27th, from 5 to 11 p.m.
All right. Now, this is the SIU University Farms Astronomy Observation Area. You want to bring the entire family? Do it. Bring your lawn chair. Bring your blanket. You're welcome. Bring the whole family. But you also have some transportation to the location, too.
Yeah, the best way to get there is to park at SIU parking lot number 63, which is at the corner of Oakland and Chautauqua. It's right by the law school and communications building. So park there, take the shuttle. It's a free shuttle. You can take your stuff with you on the shuttle and come out to the farms. Now, if you're bringing a lot of stuff, like maybe you got a telescope and you don't want to try to get that on the shuttle, or maybe you got a handicapped parking pass or some mobility issues and you just want to come straight out to the site, you can do that too. Just contact us in advance for a free parking pass. And the people you contact, you'd contact events@sau.edu for that pass.
Good note. Now, here's another item. Bring your own telescopes. Here's the reason that attracts me is I didn't have anybody to show me, right? That, you know, you can, mm-hmm. Of course, didn't have the internet then either, but there were still lots of ways to find out what to look and where. And that's one of the things you can do. I mean, this is an educational event as well as a fun event. And maybe you can learn how to use your telescope or photography in a better way, because you always want, that's the thing about this. You look at that and you go, I got to show everybody I know this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. At least I'm that way, and you can get some help there. But I've noticed, because I follow along on social media, you're not just thinking, hey, we're going to meet down there and we'll get the telescopes out of the closet at 4:30 and meet you at 5. This is something that you have prepared for a presentation. You have been preparing for this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for a long time. This is the 6th annual Southern Illinois Star Party that we've done. We've been preparing for a long time. So those telescope pads, those will have some big telescopes set up on them. And we've been lining up those people for a while. But we also have a 25-foot projection screen. We'll be doing some movies on it, some presentations. There will be some trivia slides up there for people to check out throughout the evening. We also have a live stream going from that site that's mostly being handled by SIU media arts students, so people can tune into that. If they want to, they can do that on site. They can see the telescope feeds, or they can do that from anywhere. And we have some special guests lined up for that. Some of our friends from NASA that are coming back, people that were here during the eclipse are going to come back and be guests on that show, on that live stream. So it's a lot going on.
Where do you find that live stream? Help me out there a little bit.
Yep, eclipse.siu.edu. And we'll have the live stream will be featured front and center here. And probably tomorrow we'll have it right up. But you can find links to that if you go to at NASA Solar Steam on YouTube Live. And then the schedule of the live stream is on solarsteam.siu.edu. But all of that is accessible from eclipse.siu.edu.
Why do you do this, Bob? Now, and we're talking. Yeah. I know you're a teacher. I know you're a teacher, but this extra event, yeah. Going the extra mile, why?
Well, I love it. So sharing the night sky with people, I've loved doing that since I was an undergraduate, which was a long time ago. The first time that I saw, I still remember one of the first times I saw a student look at Saturn during opposition, which that's what we're coming up on here. Saturn's the biggest in the sky that it'll be coming up really soon here. And the first time I saw a student see that, they were jumping up and down. They're running around the front of the telescope to make sure we didn't paste a picture of Saturn up there. And they were just so excited. I love seeing that excitement in people when they first see this stuff, but also it's great teaching moment. It's, you know, and these are kind of large scale teaching moments, opportunities that we don't get otherwise to really pull in a lot of people, show them what we're doing. But just that enjoyment, those free events for people. I love it.
Yeah. And there's something about the night sky and sharing it. And it's weird how people who aren't impressed by what I show them, I don't like them anymore.
Well,
I mean, it's not like I'm going to go, you know, kidnap their dog. I don't give you the wrong impression. But, you know, if I used to do this a lot when I was camping with my hoodlum friends, I'd take my telescope and set it up and, you know, and, yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that. Yeah. For everybody, right?
You know, and but I keep thinking, don't you understand and grasp the immensity of where we are and what we're facing and how far that away is and in the mountain? Don't you have a ponder your own existence every time you look through the lens? I do.
Yes. Yeah, and a lot of people, they'll look at that telescope and they'll be impressed for a minute or two, and then they're good.
Yeah.
And that's a big reason why we do those movies, we do those talks, we do those presentations, because sometimes the parents just take a look or two and they're like, okay, And they tell their kid, keep checking it out. They're going to go sit in their lawn chair and watch what's going on in the presentation area.
Right. Yeah. So, and here's one from my friend Mike, who just texted me. And he says, can anyone go to this event?
Anyone. It's free and open to the public. So, yeah, we welcome everyone to this event.
You know, there is a more aspect that, and, you know, Bob and I were laughing about this because we've got this thing, and I do this so often. You know, I come back when I used to take things like vacations, and I'm like, man, this is the coolest thing. You got to go sometime. You know, I just have this desire to share with people, maybe overshare occasionally, some people would think. But, you know, there's another thing behind this, that sense of wonder that I talked about. Now, in an oblique way, Bob references this is these STEM programs, right, science, technology. Mm-hmm. You know, that there's an educational aspect to this that goes beyond the sense of wonder. And I think there's a hook for some technical expertise and education that comes along with these events, although if pressed, I'm not sure I could verbalize where you'd go next with that sense of wonder besides become an astronaut, but I know it's deeper.
Oh, it is. So the STEM Education Research Center is what pulls a lot of us together on campus to do stuff like this. So this involves physics, media arts, and CERC, STEM Education Research Center. And we're in large part, we do some of these events, especially the online portion. That's sponsored by NASA and National Science Foundation. We started doing this with the eclipse, with 2017 eclipse, actually. But it increases STEM literacy for people. It increases our technical worker base, ultimately, because it starts to, in some cases, it tells kids who are really interested in this that it's okay, it's cool. You know, this stuff that when I was a kid, people might have called you a nerd for being interested in this. And it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that for a living. It's really cool. It encourages people to go into it. And it's not just astronauts. It's all the technical workers in the STEM fields. And STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It actually, I mean, this is about our I don't want to go too far with it, but in some ways, this is about improving our workforce, which helps our national security, our economics in America. It helps the whole country move forward.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to have your kids stare at their phone in the Sean Diddy Combs trial for 20 minutes or look into the night sky, which one would you choose? Well, it's obvious which one Bob and I would choose.
Yeah.
You know, and I do. If I can draw you away from this and show you this sense of wonder that I have and share that, that makes me a happy guy. Instead, I think Bob has it's a spiritual job, you know, when it comes to this universe in my mind. I do have that sense of wonder that comes from it. Bob Baer, SIU Physics Department. The Star Party is this Saturday. It starts at 5. Bob, before I let you go, give me the essentials, all right? We start at 5 Saturday. When, where, who, how to get there?
So 5 p.m. on Saturday, come to SIU parking lot number 63, corner of Oakland and Chautauqua. Catch a shuttle. Shuttles are leaving every 15 minutes. They'll take you out to the SIU Farms, astronomy observation area. And if you do pick up one of the free parking permits from sending an email to events@siu.edu, the site's really easy to find. You're just going to go down Chautauqua a couple miles west of campus, and you'll see a big sign there and people at the gate.
All right. Now, here's what I'm going to put the pressure on. You've got one thing, one hook that would attract people to this and say, I'm going to show you, providing the sky is clear, I'm going to show you this. Maybe something I've never seen before. Reach out now to me for a second. Hook me. Why should I come? But you only got one item to hook me with it.
Yeah, it's the 30-inch mirror on the 10-foot-tall Obsession telescope. You got to climb up a stepladder to get to the eyepiece. A 10-foot stepladder, and you're going to see the Andromeda Galaxy, our nearest neighbor galaxy, 2.5 million light years away.
You did it.
It's pretty cool.
That worked, by the way. Trying to figure out whether I'm going to be able to wake enough to come over, because you just see, I've never seen anything that big before. That would be to me, because I've bought these telescopes, and you'll be able to see the Horsehead Nebula. Horse hockey. But you know, those are the ones, those farther ones, those are my obsession when it comes. I want to see that, and it's just not the same on a piece of paper as it is with the human eye. And that was the first thing about seeing the moon. this is not the moon that I've always seen, because, I mean, it was Apollo, and we were fascinated with the moon when I was a kid. But these nebulas and, mm-hmm. and these other events, I'm like, man, this is, oh, this is, I think you just pulled a number on me there, Bob. Good job.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well. And we'll have those pretty astrophotography images, too, from scopes right on site. But seeing it with your eye, Tom, you hit the nail on the head right there. That's the really incredible part.
It really is. It makes it real on a level that just, it's all kind of abstract when it's on a piece of paper on a screen. But when you see with your own eye and realize the mechanics of it, I think it has a, you get it. You come through the funnel. Bob Baer, SIU Physics Department. Good luck on Saturday, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Tom.